Hi there. Come on in. I'm just going to get myself settled. Welcome. Glad you're all here. Let's just talk about a few of the business end of things while people come in. Make sure your chat is set to all panelists and attendees or everyone in the meeting, so that it goes to everyone and we can all see what you have to say. Hi, Lisa from Portland. Everybody hear me okay? Need to change the name. We'll get started right at 4 o'clock. Welcome. Hi. Well, here we are again, co-journaling. This time we're co-journaling on finding enough. So, quick introduction, I'm Julie Hanks. I recognize lots of the faces that were here the other day. I really appreciate you guys coming out and participating. Finding enough seems to be a challenge for lots of no BS women, myself included sometimes. And so it will be really fun working on it with you here today. In the chat, I'm going to paste the links to Thoughts 2.0. The course, the banner at the top of the page. Oop, I'm going to mute everybody. Yes. Thank you. Valerie, you're waving really got my attention. Thank you. So, yay. I muted you all and myself too. So, isn't that perfect? I love it. All right. I'm Julie Hanks. We've all met before, I think. I am an OBS coach that works one-on-one with clients who want to work on individual specific things. Thank you, Trisha. I love you all too. From weight loss to business, you name it, we work on it. I work with the clients one-on-one weekly. It is the greatest gift that I could receive to be a part of your lives. So thank you for that. I am going to say the journal prompts for finding enough. I'm going to post them in the chat. And then I'm going to set a timer and give you 5 minutes to journal about the prompts. So today we're working on finding enough, right? So we're having our meal, we're reaching enough, lots of us overeat. Finding enough, how to stop before we've overeaten. So the journal prompts today are, in your mind, what is enough? What does it mean to you? What are your thoughts about your ability to stop at enough? How do you know when you've had enough? What do you think about when you don't stop at enough? I'm putting them in the chat right now so you can see them, as well as some links to some important documents there. So I'm going to go ahead and set that timer and let's all journal for 5 minutes. I'm going to say them one more time for those who are listening and don't have the ability to see the chat. Today's topic is finding enough. Journal on any of these. What is enough? What does enough mean to you? What are your thoughts about your ability to stop at enough? How do you know when you've had enough? And what do you think when you don't stop at enough? Yes, Rhonda, you asked, can you write about the eating past enough challenge? That's lovely. That's right on topic. Once again, for those that don't have the ability to see the chat, what is enough? What does enough mean to you? What are your thoughts about your ability to stop at enough? How do you know when you've had enough? And what do you think when you don't stop at enough? Just another minute. Okay, so here we go. You by now know how this is going to work. We're going to talk about our circumstances, our facts, our thoughts, our feelings. We're going to talk about our intentional thinking. Once again, we're going to start with facts. I want to remind you that facts are completely neutral. They do not generate a feeling. So your first litmus test when you're looking for a fact in your story is, does it generate a feeling for you? If it does, it's for sure a thought. You want to refine it. So I want you to go back through your journal writing. I want you to underline the facts of your story only. And if you would like to raise your hand, so at the bottom of the screen, you can raise your hand and I will call you up and you can tell me what your facts are. And I'm ready for hands when you are ready. Who wants to share one of their facts? Okay. Lori, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Tell me the fact of your story.
I eat with my left hand.
Oh, that's a very clear fact. That's cool. Great. Good job.
Thank Perfect. You. You're that's welcome. The only fact I have in the whole thing, though.
Oh, I love that, though. Isn't that cool that you noticed that?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. So now I have Jane. I'm going to ask you to unmute, Jane.
So I was defining, I'm writing about what do I think when I don't stop it enough. And what I wrote was, what I'm talking about here is when I consciously overeat.
Okay. So that's pretty clear. It for sure could be a fact, because does that jog any emotion for you at all when you say that?
Shame.
Oh, so that's interesting. So, because if it generates an emotion, then it's more of a thought. Okay. And so your fact is eating, right? Eating your meal. So eating dinner, eating breakfast, eating lunch. You had me for a minute until you told me it drew emotion.
Okay.
I love it. Perfect. Thank you. All right. And the next person I have is Jean. I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
Good.
Yes, thank you. Tell me your facts, Jean.
I thought I didn't have any facts, but I think I do. And the only facts that today I had 120 ounces of water and I did not die or get pregnant. I'm not sure if this is a fact. How do you know when you've had enough? I said I sigh when I had enough, but is that a fact or is that a thought?
That's such a great question, because technically it's a thought you have about eating,
right?
But the act of sighing is actually something that you do when you think you're full.
Yeah.
Right. No, like when you think you're satisfied, when you think you've had enough. Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. When you're satisfied, when you're at enough, then.
Because the rest of it I wrote, it was like, enough is just enough food to get me to the next meal. It's a light feeling in my body. It's like constantly keeping my car's gas tank at a half instead of running on empty, or the opposite of filling it up. But that's just my head. That's not a fact. So it took a while.
Right, those are all your thoughts?
Yeah.
Those are all your thoughts? But are they thoughts that serve you, Jean?
I think the half full really does. Yeah.
I agree. I think it's lovely. There's no should or shouldn't.
Yeah, you were playing with me there for a minute.
I just wanted you to decide for yourself. I could totally see those would be useful thoughts. So good job. Yeah. Thank you. All right, Cindy, you have your hand up. I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. I was talking, writing about my difference between not hungry and enough, and that I hadn't quite figured that out consistently. So my fact comes up being tomorrow's challenge is to find the difference between no longer hungry and just enough. So kind of the scientific part of it.
Yeah. Okay. So when you say challenge, tell me what you mean by that.
The doable hunger challenge from the week for Thursday. That was
perfect.
One of the choices.
Perfect. I'm reaching for a Kleenex. Sorry, everybody. I just wanted to make sure you didn't mean like, it's a big challenge. No. I'm stressed about my challenge.
No.
Yeah. That's why I asked you that way. I wanted to give you the opportunity to say that. So that's great. So in essence, you have set a goal to work on the challenge tomorrow. Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. That's a great fact. Let us know how it goes for you, Cindy. Okay. Thank you. All right, Liz. I'm asking you to unmute. Liz.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. So I'm not sure if this is a fact or a thought. So I was journaling on my thoughts about my ability to stop it enough and how do you know when you've had enough. So I'm able to stop it enough, but sometimes I don't want to.
Oh, yeah. So that is a thought that you have about eating. So your fact, your circumstance is that you eat, and your thought is you don't know if you want to stop.
Yes. Yeah. So I do know that I want to stop, but the toddler tantrum inside of me doesn't want to stop because the food's really nice.
Yes. But that's your thought about eating, so that you can neutralize, like you eat, you know, whatever meal you're eating. And then your thought is, I don't know if I want to stop. And you're going to work on that and create a power thought here with me in a few minutes. Sound good?
Yeah. Okay. So it's great. It's the fact I'm able to stop at enough. Is that a fact?
You know, it's an interpretation in the sense that not everyone's enough is the same. So your circumstance is still the same. You're eating, or you ate, and you ate whatever meal, or you ate whatever food. And then your thought is, I was able to stop at enough. And then how does that make you feel?
Sometimes it makes me feel great, and I just think that's great. I've had enough, and I'm going to stop. Sometimes it makes me feel really good because I think, great, I'm doing what I should be doing, and I'm doing the doable hunger. And then other times, I sit there and I think, oh, but it tastes so good, and it's so yummy, and my husband made it for me, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
That's the whole. Yeah, that's not a fact. I'm completely aware that's not a fact. That's just a thought.
Yeah. And Liz, I want to remind you, those are multiple thoughts, right? So what's happening is you have this thought, I stopped at enough. And then theoretically, that could cause a feeling and you to do something. And then you have another thought that comes in when you don't stop at enough. And you're kind of running them together and kind of making applesauce out of your model there. But if you separate out and do the think, feel, do for every single thought individually, I think you'll find a little more clarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Liz.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. One more of this, and then we'll move on to the next. And then we're still going to be working on thoughts and facts, though. So if you have your hand raised, we're still going to get to talk about them. Tamara, I'm going to ask you to unmute and tell me your fact.
Well, my fact is I'm doing the what are my thoughts about me, my ability to get enough. And for me, it's hard for me to stop because, and my fact is 3 years I've eaten one thing at a time. Because, and that's my only fact I think I have, because I always saved my favorite for last, because if I have to clean my plate, I might as well save the best for last. And doing the doable.
Okay. So you eat one thing at a time is your circumstances. It's your fact. Like, is that true? Every single meal you eat one thing at a time?
Most of the time. Yeah. Unless it's like a salad where everything's
in the top. So I just want you to hone that in and just put the food you're actually eating. So, you know, if your meal is a salad and a carbohydrate and a protein for dinner, then I would put, I had salad, rice, and chicken. I ate the salad first, then the rice, then the chicken, or however you did it. Like, take the temperature down on, I always do this. And in essence, now I can't, or something, you know? So you want to take it and make it as neutral as possible. So just list exactly what you ate in the order you ate it.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I would eat whatever my favorite would be last. But that to me is the fact.
Those are your thoughts though, right? Because favorite varies. Every day your favorite isn't the same. And if you've eaten the same food, if you ate the same food for a month, every single day of the week, every meal of the day, do you think it would be your favorite the next day?
No, maybe
probably not, right? Like, so I love the French fries, people. You don't know this about me. I love the French fries. But even me, after a few days in a row of the French fries, I can leave most of the French fries behind, right? But I would argue they're my favorite food. I always want to eat them first. I love the French fries. But in reality, after I've had them for a few days, they're not as desirable. And so you want to just list the factualness of what you ate without the word favorite, right? Because that is like your feeling. It's my favorite thing. I love it. Right. So you just want the food listed without any descriptors, right? The food you ate with no description or thought associated with it. Then your thought is, I eat one thing at a time based on your, however you worded it, my favorite thing first or my favorite thing last, whichever one. Sorry about that. You had a long sentence.
Last. Save the best.
So that's your, yeah. You save the best for last. That is your thought about eating the foods that you ate. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. All right. So we spent some time on facts. So now it should be really clear for all of us to go right into our thoughts. Circle your thoughts on your page, all your thoughts. And then I want you to raise your hand if you want to talk about thinking with me. And I see in the chat, there's a few comments about devices and not being able to see everyone. I do want to just say to those of you who might have had a problem, you might want to come back, leave and come back. I know if your Zoom isn't 100% updated, there's an issue where you can't see all the images and you can't be seen. So if you are having a problem, please definitely leave and come right back. All right, we've got some hands. Now I want your fact really quick and your thought. Rhonda, you're up.
Hi, everybody. My fact is I ate past enough at dinner tonight. My thoughts are that I wasn't sure if I had eaten. I had some other facts there, too. But I wasn't sure if I had eaten past enough, so I ate two more bites. I realized I probably shouldn't have eaten those two bites. My stomach felt uncomfortable, almost to upset. I unbuckled my belt, which I haven't done in ages. I didn't like the way I felt physically. And even after an hour, my stomach still felt heavy.
So you have a lot of thoughts there, right? So tell me what you actually ate for dinner, the actual food.
Okay. I ate cauliflower with cheese sauce, green beans, and two baby back ribs.
So that is your fact. Your thought, okay. Your thought is that you ate past enough, and that makes you have your feelings. So, and then each of your other thoughts that you had, because you had some long sentences there, you could do a think, feel, do for each of those thoughts individually. So if ever for all of us, if ever you have a run-on sentence where it's very long, find the natural breaks in your sentences and make them individual sentences, individual thoughts.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Rhonda? Okay.
Yes,
good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks, guys. It sounds like maybe Zoom was having a little bit of a problem, but it's better. On my end, it's not giving me any errors at this point. So thank you so much. Sorry there was a little bit of a trouble there. All right. Birdie Rose, you are up next.
Okay. So my fact was I sat at my breakfast nook table and not the eating chair.
Yes, that's a fact. What's your thought about it?
That's a fact. So my thought was, so let's see if changing up where I'm eating really makes a difference in not knowing if I had enough.
Excellent. Yeah, that's a long sentence, but I was just like letting it play through my head. Yes, that's one thought. Very well done, Birdie Rose. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Stone, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. Hi.
My fact was I was in the beyond hungry zone before I started my meal.
And my thought is it's going to be harder to stop at enough.
Tell me exactly what you ate, Kathy.
For my meal, I had two tacos and some rice.
So, and then after you ate that, you were in the beyond hungry zone or before you ate that?
Before I ate that.
Okay. So then your fact is really before dinner at whatever time that was. So if it were me, I would get super specific. At 5:52 p.m. before dinner, I had eaten XYZ before. And that's it. Like, you want to make it super clear. Your idea that you were in the beyond hungry zone is a thought about what you ate before dinner, right? Because you're talking about, like, you were already in the beyond hungry zone before you ate your dinner. So at whatever time, like, you want to really get specific about what you ate earlier in the day. I mean, in a way, when you think about finding enough, the circumstance for all of us is the food. The fact is the food, either that we ate or that we're about to eat or that we ate earlier in the day, that we overate earlier in the day. So it's really almost always when it comes to finding enough, the facts that we have are the foods that we ate or the foods that are on the table in front of us. And so if you start from that place, whatever you ate before you went into dinner, that is your fact. And then your thought about those foods are, I'm already in the, all of a sudden, I can't think of the phrase you said. Tell it to me again.
The beyond hungry zone.
Yes, the beyond hungry zone. That is your thought.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And let's do one more. We've got Joan.
Hi. My fact was that I set my Fitbit timer for 15 minutes at the start of every meal. But what I thought tonight was, I better hurry up so I can eat more.
Yes. Okay. So the only thing I would do different is the Fitbit in front of every meal. Is it really every meal? Like, how long have you been doing a Fitbit set the timer before every meal?
Probably 2 months, and I do it every meal.
Okay. So I think I would add that. I'd say every meal for the last 2 months.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So today, there's a couple questions. Today's challenge was about going beyond hungry, right? So it's going beyond hungry. Has everybody seen the doable hunger chart that came out again today that they've refined? For those of you who are members in the way back, the link is in the chat. I'm going to post the link again, and then I'll hold it up again. Just I only have so many hands. So I posted the link to the Thoughts 2.0 course, to the new hunger chart, doable hunger chart, and also the placemat for doable hunger. So tonight's call is about finding enough specifically, right? So the challenge today was a little bit different than that, right? So, I'm glad, Rhonda. So if you look at we're trying to figure out how we land on finding enough. And with the new doable hunger chart that we have for you today, you can see that there's a range, right? The sweets, we want to land on enough. And how Corinne describes that is not full, not bloated, energetic, like you could do yoga or go for a walk. And your thoughts in your brain are like, my body's satisfied. I have quelled hunger, and I'm going about my day. And the feelings that you usually generate are content or satisfied. So when we're finding enough, we want to land on that before. And in the chart, you can see that's this little sweet spot in the middle. And then we want to land there before we get to full or holiday dinner full or don't touch me full. And that's kind of where we've come up with, if those of you who have been around a little bit, you might remember this as plus two, minus two. And so this call is about trying to land on finding enough. And yes, when you guys think about your challenge today, finding enough is totally connected to, oops, we got a little unmute there, is totally connected to going beyond hungry. Because the idea is that you start to learn your own body's physical signals of that range. I keep getting every, we've got a couple of unmuters there. Usually that's a device, I apologize. So the idea is to land on, yes, someone said the laminated chart. I've got that here too. Land on enough before you overeat, right? And so if those of you who have not seen the placemat, the link to the placemat is here as well. And these are all the different ways to land on enough before you take it to that next level and go beyond hungry, right? And so let's talk about them together. Hands raised for all the different ways that you could land on finding enough. I'll give you one. We all know the Kathy method, right? So that is eating half, setting a 20-minute timer, asking yourself, am I hungry or have I had enough? If you have absolutely any doubt at all, if your brain is like, I might be hungry. You're not hungry. Your brain is hungry, but your body is not. Don't eat. If you're still hungry, eat half again, right? That's one of them. Now, those of you who have your hands raised, somebody give me one of the other ways of landing on enough. Cindy Smith?
Just putting a half serving on your plate to begin with. Just
yes. Yes, exactly. And then what happens? What if you're still hungry? What do you do, Cindy?
Then you can go back and get like half again as much. Or you know,
yes.
Right.
Yes. Thank you so much. So Cindy brings up this great point, right? If you serve half right from the beginning, then you get to decide, right? You've eaten half your portion. Your plate is empty. You can set 10, 15, 20 minutes. You can set 5 minutes. And you really can hone in on what your body is telling you. Are you truly still hungry? We all can get back up and go back to the pot in the kitchen and serve a little bit more. And like Cindy's suggestion, serve half again as much and try the method again. But the idea is you have created some space for your brain and your stomach to catch up. And ideally, you find you're at enough and you don't need to serve yourself anymore. So Rhonda, how about you? Do you have any tidbit of finding enough? What works for you?
I didn't have my hand up, but I use a small, about a 5.5-6 inch plate for all of my meals. And doing the challenge yesterday for the 20 minutes, I realized I left bites for every meal. And I've found my enough earlier than I normally do. So I'm keeping the 20-minute challenge.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Okay. So someone said in the chat, the physical signals for enough look very easy to recognize. I'll be looking for that this week. Yes, new member, just learning. I love it. So in the chat, you have the link to both the placemat and to the new doable hunger chart. So both of them, the doable hunger chart and the placemat. So you can print those out. As you can see, I have. You could also save them digitally. So let's go back to our thoughts and our facts, and I want to know what thoughts that, like, your power thoughts that you want to have. Tell me the thoughts that you want to generate that will help support you getting to enough. Kate Gray.
Hi, guys. So my power thought that I want to have, and I'll be honest, I don't have it yet, I was able to remember why I want to stop it enough in the moment.
Yeah. Oh, Kate, that's great. And have you been able to successfully do that even one time?
Yeah, so I've been doing something, probably sounds a bit weird, but I just get confused with my enough in the moment, like, you know, the eyes versus the tummy. So what I actually do is I actually bring a takeaway container to where I eat my dinner. So in the moment, I actually, while I'm eating, I start serving the food into the takeaway container while I'm eating with my plate. And just that visual of trying to split it up and then seeing, well, what does that actually look like in terms of food is helping me then put, you know, a decent portion of that food into the container. And then I'm not feeling I'm wasting food, because that was one of the reasons why I think I've been stopping it enough. I'm not stopping it enough, is that I feel like I'm wasting food.
Yeah. You think that you're wasting food.
Yeah. And so, so now I just have my takeaway container, and then even over here, it's not really condoned to have takeaway containers. But I have been going out to restaurants and asking for every meal at the start when they bring out the plate, can I please have a takeaway container? And I've had a few looks, but it's actually going really well. And it's put to bed that feeling of, you know, you can't waste food, that and then I just have the food like the next day or put it in the freezer. So I am having success for it with it. I think the main thing where my power thought lets me down is when I'm tired. So I want to come up with some strategies on how I can connect to that thought even when I'm tired at the main meal at night.
I want you to rewrite that story, Kate, right? Your power thought is working so much. When you have the thought, my power thought is letting me down, that takes you down a thought that's not serving you, right? So focusing on how your power thought lifts you up and supports you, and then finding a new power thought connected to when you're tired, right? Because all of our positive thinking doesn't all work in the same way at the same time for everything. So what I use that's positive for food is different than what I use when I'm stair climbing. So stopping yourself and saying, oh, when I'm tired, maybe that isn't a thing that motivates me, my power thought. I'm going to find one for this circumstance and maybe come up with 3, 4, 5, 6 really powerful thoughts that you can kind of swap through and try on and see what fits better when you're tired.
That's great. Thank you. I need to add some more because it works so well during the day or when I'm not tired. So obviously just need a few more for when I'm tired. Thank you.
Super. Thank you. Okay, Joan, what is the thought that you want to be thinking? Your new thought that you're willing to think instead of your old one?
I will stop after that 15 minutes. And I will tell myself, boy, this is so good. I would love to have it for lunch tomorrow.
Fantastic. That's an incredibly powerful thought, right? Because it tells you this: there's no scarcity. It's yours. You get to have it. You get to choose when you have it. You're choosing it tomorrow.
Yes.
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you, Joan.
Thank you.
So I want to tell you a couple of mine. Much like Joan there, I come up with a few things that I can tell myself. Things like, this is so delicious. If I stop now, I get to have it twice. If I have like super deceptive thoughts like, oh, this won't be good if I reheat it, so I'm just going to finish it. I stop that sentence with, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, what is good right now is sustaining my long-term goals, is upholding my long-term goals. And I totally stop thoughts like, this is going to be better if I eat it now and it doesn't reheat well. I interrupt immediately and right on to a power thought like, this is me showing up for my long-term goals. This is me totally at enough. And Corinne talks about that sigh kind of sitting back. For me, it's a little like that, but it's an instant level of boredom. I'm all in on my meal. And the next thing you know, I'm super distracted. I'm looking at the dog. I'm all over the map. And I realize, oh, I've lost my focus. I'm done, clearly, or I would be focused on my meal. So another hand, does someone else want to share their thought, their new thought that they are willing to think instead of their old thought? Or just a reminder, because we talked about wiggling out of thoughts, do you have a new thought that you believe alongside an old thought? Do you have a new thought that you're practicing even though your old thought is still there with you? Anyone in that situation? Cindy, is your hand up again or the same? Okay, I wanted to make sure. Does anybody have something like that? I think it's important to remember the old shitties can just come along for the ride, right? Corinne has talked about this recently a little bit more, that they don't have to go away and get replaced with a power thought or some great thought. They can just be there and you can have another thought that you act from, right? So you can have thoughts about how you eat, thoughts about it being hard or unable to do it, and then literally other thoughts like, I think it's hard. And I'm still doing it. And I feel confident. I'm capable of doing this. And act from your new powerful thought, even though the old one is still there. So I'm going to give you two choices for our last like 18 minutes together. I'm happy to break you out and have you guys share your power thoughts with each other and discuss how you like to find enough and your own personal strategies, or we can keep talking here. So with a show of hands, who would like to be broken out? I'm going to go through the five rooms. So if you have your hand up, I'm looking for hands. Okay, lots of no cameras. I don't see a single hand. Okay, so then we won't break out. So let's keep talking about finding enough. Let's go back to the doable hunger chart, okay? And enough, we've talked about enough from the hunger chart, but let's talk about nearly enough. This came up with a private client with me the other day. She really wanted to be eating the ice cream. She's been planning the ice cream and she was overeating every day. And we discussed her taking a step back from enough at dinner so that she would have enough room, not be it enough, and have some space for her ice cream and still have just a little bit of hunger. And what we decided she wanted to experiment with was 2 to 3 bites leaving behind so that she could have her ice cream and still be in a stage where she just nearly had enough. And on the new doable hunger chart that we were given, nearly enough is food is starting to settle in your stomach and hunger is subsiding. This food, it's not tasting as good as it was when you first started eating, and you're almost satisfied. Maybe just a bite or two away, right? And when you know you're a bite or two away, just leaving that bite out. Because if you're a person who wants to eat a sweet or a little dessert or a piece of fruit or something after your meal, which there's a lot of us out there that want just a little something, that's the perfect place to land, nearly enough. So you're totally aware of where your body is. You've left just a few bites enough that when you decide to have that sweet that you planned, you've made room for it. So that is one area that landing on nearly enough could be a goal, so that at the end of the dessert, you now are at enough and you feel really confident with
your thought about landing it nearly enough, and then confidence, and then doing the eating of the dessert that you planned. So thanks, Jody. Does anybody have any trick that they use for neutral? Like, when would eating to neutral be valuable? Does anybody have an idea about that? I eat to neutral on a regular basis when it's mid-afternoon, like a day like today, where it'll be 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. When I'm done with this call, I haven't had dinner yet. Lunch was around 11:30, and I was starting to feel hungry and knew I wouldn't be able to have a meal until after this call. So I had like 3 bites of Greek yogurt with mixed berries and a little honey drizzle. That's something I eat a lot, but just this little tiny portion, just enough. I call it neutralizing hunger. And there has nothing to do with satisfaction in that case for me. I literally just eat to neutralize hunger. And I do that regularly when I notice hunger, but I've got hours of work left, or I'm about to climb a hill or do some stair climbing. And that is one way to focus on neutral. I think sometimes we think like we're only ever looking for enough, and there are reasons to land anywhere in the sweet spot of doable hunger. Dolores, you have your hand up. Hi.
Hi. I do that a lot during the day. I mean, every day I do that. I have trouble finding stopping at enough at dinner because okay. I'm hungry during the night. I have insomnia. So if I wake up in the middle of the night, it's very hard for me to get back to sleep. Okay. So I'm kind of fearful of not eating enough at night, but during the day, I do that a lot because I'm so busy. So I'll have a Premier protein drink or something like that, or I'll have a handful of grapes, or I might just have one of those 100 calorie packs of Better Oats or something like that, or maybe one egg and a slice of bacon or ham or something, some protein, so that I don't get weak or shaky. I'm going out to, I had a doctor's appointment today. So before I went to the doctor's office, I had just a little bit so I wouldn't get, I wouldn't want to get too hungry and then I see the Crystal or the McDonald's sign, and I haven't done that in over a year. So I'm doing really well. But
that's great.
That's how I manage. But so I'm not there in at dinner. I'm really, really searching for how to handle this, but that's where I'm at. And okay. It works for me.
Thank you, Dolores. Mm-hmm. So Dolores, too, I want to offer you that one thing that you could do is throw on that lab coat and do lots of experimenting around. You had mentioned like fear of being hungry and nighttime. So really throwing on that lab coat and just trying some things, trying eating different things, trying the water, trying going back to sleep, trying listening to something that distracts you. But there are a lot of lab coat type behaviors you could try there with your hunger in the night. Trisha, Rue, is it Rue, Trisha? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is Rue.
Thank you.
I love you too, honey. Sorry, my husband's just going to bed. I wanted to ask a question. Corinne talks about that shitty diet mentality, and you start getting like, you talk about you're just whining about, you know, that you're you don't want to hear about cutting your meal in half or things like that. And I have a really bad habit of restricting. And then I feel like I binge because I restrict. And so when I hear about, you know, like doing the challenge of cutting a meal in half, or holding off for a while or something, I worry that, you know, like I'm almost getting on the other side of restricting. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Restriction is really this interesting word in the sense that it has no power until you give it power. So if you think about, if the fact is there's a plate of half the food and you have a thought, I'm restricting, that's diet thinking. Mm-hmm. You could easily think a power thought like, look at me, supporting my long-term goals. Look at me, experimenting with how much food I eat or how satisfied I am. It's all in the power of what you give the word restricting, right? So for example, we have lots of members that have dietary needs specific to health, like a diabetic, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a diabetic and you have thoughts, look at me, I have to restrict sugar, that probably feels really crappy. But if instead it's like, I'm making food choices that support my health, that feels so much better, right? So it's rewriting your story about restriction, Trisha, and making it mean something different than diet mentality. So that is what I would recommend you do.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Julie. I appreciate you.
Of course. So there's a question by Liz in the chat. But if you always eat to neutral and never let yourself get hungry, surely that's a problem. But I do eat to neutral when I'm at work because I have to go long hours between meals. How do you balance that? So the great thing, Liz, I think I didn't even speak 100% clearly because I was also talking about a long work day. So I had hunger. So I had true hunger today earlier. But I didn't want to have a whole meal at 3:00. It just wasn't what I wanted to do. So I neutralize hunger. Now, hours later, I have hunger again. So I will eat to enough. I will eat to satisfied. The idea is that I don't overeat. And so as I felt hunger, I had food on my plan. Instead of just making the entire meal that I was going to have at the portion size I would normally, I decided to make like a quarter portion, just to neutralize hunger enough to go through the rest of my work day and into the evening. And now as I approach the end of my day, I have hunger and I will eat to satisfied. So the goal, I agree with you, is not to only ever eat to neutral. It's just this chart helps us understand that anywhere between hunger and enough is the sweet spot, right? So we're not always looking to land like right on this magical enough, right? Sometimes I eat to nearly enough and then I have dessert, like we were talking about earlier. Sometimes I neutralize my hunger just enough to take me to the point where I'm going to have my meal, like with my mate tonight. So anywhere in this sweet spot is a place where we can all put our lab coats on and experiment with hunger, right? If you look at some of these descriptions, so Corinne has a physical sensation for hungry. Stomach feels slightly empty with a little bit of gurgle, but it's not urgent. It's not shaky. Nearly hungry would be a whisper in the stomach, just like barely a sensation. Neutral is not hungry, not satisfied. There's just nothing. Nearly enough. Food settling in your stomach and hunger has subsided. And we all know enough is energetic, not full or bloated. Do you see how they're just so subtle? I think sometimes we all think that's just such a big range, but really they're little subtle changes in the sensations in our body. Elaine, what's the difference between enough and satisfied? In this context, they're the same, but I want to tell you that I do a personal check for myself around this very subject. I think it's an awesome question. I like to ask myself, am I satisfied? Has my body had enough? If my brain is telling me no, then I ask myself, what would satisfy me? Like, what am I not offering myself when I'm offering myself more food? That's really the key to me, is Enough and satisfied are relatively interchangeable words here at NoBS. But sometimes some of us have tricky thoughts that convince us that we aren't satisfied. It's like, that's usually something else that's not satisfying. And so I check in as if they're different. I sometimes look at it like, is my brain satisfied versus my body? What else could I be offering myself if I weren't offering myself more food? And I try and offer it to myself. And that is the difference right there, I think. If you have any more questions, please let me know. I have a couple more. Jean, is that a new hand or your hand just left up? Oh, and someone said, can you give an example of the satisfied? Sure. Yeah. So enough and satisfied physically can be the same, like on the doable hunger chart. But then in my brain, when I was saying the check-in on what I do, so I asked myself that question, like, if I'm not satisfied, like my body sort of says I've had enough, right? I'm feeling content, but my brain is like, I just want it. I like it. It's really good. I'm just not satisfied yet. I try and fool myself. And then I'm like, what else could I be giving myself? And I sit back. Like, it's this action. It's kind of what I'm doing right now. I put my hands in like together and I really think. It's like, okay, well, right now I need compassion for a long day and being tired. And if I weren't trying to stuff my face with food, I could offer myself compassion. I could offer myself acknowledgement and some love, some kindness. And in my case, sometimes that means petting my dog, right? Like my dog is everything to me. And so I immediately like reach down, feel her soft ears and connect with my body, right? My body's had enough. Like it's all good. That's kind of what it looks like for me when you asked. Rhonda, somebody, let's see, is there something about insomnia and junk food? I think there is a connection between sleep and urges and cravings, no matter what, everyone. So, you know, a craving is really just an urge to eat, right? And we have all the tools we need and we're prepared to deal with all of these things. It's our thoughts about them that get in the way, right? That's all it is. We have all the tools that we need and we're prepared. We have NoBS. Does anybody have a last question that they want to put in the chat or ask? Trisha, is your hand raised now? Give me a thumbs up or just left up from earlier. I think it's just left up from earlier. Anybody else have anything? So as we close, I want to remind you, I'm going to paste one more time. The links I just sent you are links to the new doable hunger chart, the original placemat, and the website with the Thoughts 2.0 Encore workbook. Is there an actual Think, Feel, Do worksheet? It is on the journal page in the planner. So at the bottom of each journal page, the idea is that you journal and then you do a think, feel, do of where you're at today and a think, feel, do with how you want to think, be your intentional thinking, creating those power thoughts that generate feelings that cause you to do all the stuff that supports your long-term goals. No worries, Trisha. Well, I just want to say thank you all for being here. Thank you for your participation. I hope that you go forth and keep working on finding enough, wearing your lab coats and experimenting. Thank you all so much. Have a great night. Thanks. Bye, everybody.